Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. And we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of John, chapter 2 and verse 1. And there's a beautiful story of the wedding in Cana of Galilee. And Jesus performed the very first miracle of his ministry, right? So let's examine that story of Jesus turning the water into wine. You know, it was his first miracle, and it reveals that how he actually works in our lives. All right, few pointers that I'll share with you today. Number one is to invite Jesus, right? The Bible says in verses 1 and 2, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and Jesus and his disciples were invited. When the problem arose, this couple did not have to send for Jesus because he was already there. Not only did they know him, they included him in their plans. They honored him. And I like the cry of Apostle Paul's heart. It was always that I may know him. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 that I may know him. Why? Because when you know the Lord, you can call on him with confidence and be assured he will be by your side when you need him. And this couple probably had a long time to prepare for this event. Yet Jesus did not criticize them for poor planning. He came to their aid and met the need. And he will do the same for you. All you have to do is invite him. Amen. Number two, do what he tells you, even when you do not understand it, right? Faith does not require explanations, my dear brothers and sisters. It requires simple obedience and trusting in the goodness of God. The scripture says in Psalms 37, 4 and 5, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. So keep trusting the Lord, and God will do that for you. Thirdly, understand that God can save the best for the last. Right? John chapter 2 verse 10 says, you have kept the good wine until now. My dear brothers and sisters, it's never too late, or it's not too late. What looks to you like a tragedy can become a testimony of God's goodness and faithfulness in your life. Amen. So be encouraged with this beautiful story of Jesus turning the water into wine. If Jesus can do that miracle in a wedding feast, he can do that miracle in your life at any given point of time. Believe him and trust him for your miracle. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly honored and privileged to be called the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. Abba Father, I pray, give us that assurance of faith within our spirit and within our heart to believe for the impossible, to believe, O Lord, for our miracle, to believe for our breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Give us that blessed assurance in our spirit, O Lord, that we will be assured in our human spirit that we are the children of God, and our Abba Father loves us dearly, and he will bless us abundantly, and we thank you for that. Abba Father, today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the ones who may be grappling with their health condition. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, I command them to be made well. Be healed in Jesus' name. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.